And welcome to Live Take 5. This morning we have Dallas Brown. He's a local politician. He ran for office and he's currently a board member with the Bend Park and Recreation District. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
And you're here this morning to give us an update on the city, county, and state local races.
I am.
Let's start with the city of Bend.
All right. Well, it looks like the city of Bend is going to have 4 seats up for election for Bend City Council. So far, the only person I know who has declared is Rondo. We know that Tom Green is going to be running for Deschutes County Commissioner, so that will be an open seat. I imagine there's also going to be at least one other, possibly 2 more open seats in Bend City Council this year.
So again, Rondo is kind of a combination of a first and last name.
Yeah, it is. It's actually his first and last name, and he kind of puts it together to use it as one name. And as you may remember, he ran against Mark Capel and Mark Mosley in 2010. Anyway, City Council, we currently the seats for Jeff Eager, Tom Green, Kathy Ekman, and Clinton are going to be up. And the water people in opposition to the water project have actually formed a PAC to find candidates and to support candidates who to run against people who voted for the water project.
So that issue might play a big role in this election.
I think so. Particularly at the city level, I think the water issue is going to be one of the dividing issues and definitely the forefront in campaigning.
How about the Deschutes County Commissioners?
We're going to have a crowded field for the 2012 Deschutes County Commissioner races. Already, we've had 4 candidates declare, 2 on the Democratic side and 2 on the Republican side. The incumbent, Alan Unger, will be running against John Boyle in the Democratic primary in May. And then City Councilor Tom Green, as I mentioned, has declared his candidacy for the Republican spot, and he'll be facing local attorney Phil Henderson. I also am going to go out on a limb and say there'll probably be more announcements here in the next couple months for that seat. That seat, as you know, is one that pays pretty darn well, just about $80,000 for that compared to the other races, which are mostly volunteer or low paying.
Well, that's definitely a good point to make. We're going to come back after the break and talk about some state races of local interest. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Today we have Dallas Brown, and he has given us a local political update. Now we're turning to some state races that people should be interested in.
District 54, as you know, is currently held by Representative Jason Conger. After redistricting, which occurred earlier this year in the summer, we know that the Democrats have picked up a registration advantage. Originally, it was forecasted as about a 6-point registration advantage. In reality, it's more like 3-point registration advantage, but it will mean more of a battle for Conger. We know that this race is going to be one of the most expensive races in the state, a lot of interest from Salem coming into it. Currently, there is one person declared as a Democratic challenger to take on Conger, and that's Nathan Hovekamp, who is a current planning commissioner and a former member of the Bend Lapine School Board. He is yet to have a primary opponent. There's very possibly going to be someone else to enter that race, but as of now, he will be the candidate for the Democrats.
How about Secretary of State?
Secretary of State Newt Bueller, a local orthopedic surgeon, has declared his intent to run against Kate Brown, the current Secretary of State. And this is going to be a very interesting race. So far, Newt Bueller has done an excellent job in forming his team, his website's up, and he's been raising money. He could be a formidable candidate. It'll be interesting to see how he does in the Valley. But particularly over here, he's really starting to build a base, and he could be a player come November. We also have a state Senate race. As we know, Chris Telfer will be up for re-election this year. And we haven't had a Democrat come out to challenge her, but I spoke to Senator Rosenbaum, who leads the Senate caucus for the Democrats, and she mentioned this is going to be a targeted race. Even though Senator Telfer holds a registration advantage of about 5,000 voters for the Republican Party, there's still going to be some money coming from Salem into this race if they could find a challenger. So we'll be keeping our eyes out to see if anybody wants to step into that race.
Okay, thanks for being our guest today on Live Take 5. Dallas Brown with a local political update on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.